There is a Hindi remake of Forrest Gump now showing in cinemas. It's called Lal Singh Chaddha. It's directed by Advait Chandan, and it stars none other than Aamir Khan. This thing is actually pretty good. I was impressed by the trailer, and it looked like it did a really good job in capturing the essence of what Forrest Gump was about. But I was worried going into this whether we, as in not just you and me, Bahe, but we as a society have become too jaded for a movie like Forrest Gump. Because Forrest Gump is one of those films where it's a feel-good movie, but it's also of a time and place. It's so cloyingly sweet that I think if the original Forrest Gump was released in 2022, it would probably get laughed at by critics. I have to say that I'm a big fan of movies like this because I think oftentimes there is so much darkness all around us that it's nice to watch something with hope. And Lal Singh Chaddha manages to capture that feeling very well. The story is exactly the same. It's about a guy who has some learning disabilities, if you will. He is not as sharp as everyone else. His mother calls him slow. It's about his journey through life and how he encounters everything and everyone in the world and his search for true love. It's pretty much exactly the same as Forrest Gump, only it's set in India. And instead of crossing over with Richard Nixon and JFK, Lal Singh Chaddha kind of crosses over with the major events in Indian history. I really enjoyed this movie. I loved the original Forrest Gump. I remember watching it in the cinema, not knowing what it was. Had a great, fantastic soundtrack. I was a big fan, even at a young age, of Tom Hanks and Robert Zemeckis because they are responsible for some of my favorite movies. But it is a movie of its time. And yet, I think Lal Singh Chaddha manages to transcend the cynicism of our age.
I appreciated that they softened a lot of the hard edges of Forrest Gump. In the 94 original film, there were a lot of things that the people around him had done to sort of help Forrest Gump through life, right? What his mother did to help him get into the school. What Robin Wright's character essentially goes through in her search for her own meaning in life.
Also, you got to soften that for an Indian movie, lah. You can't have his mother sleep around. You can't give Robin Wright's character AIDS, you know?
Yeah. No, I get that. And for me, it's just this idea that even at the time when I saw it, and even now, it's hard to go back to watch Forrest Gump because of all those really, really heavy decisions and really heavy story plots that these other characters go through. So I appreciated that they softened it. And you're right. There is no way a Hindi language remake can do those things and get away with it.
With his girlfriend / love of his life character. Here she's called Rupa, not Jenny. And it's played by Kareena Kapoor. There is an implication, of course, that she has to sell herself for stardom. But of course, none of it is explicitly shown.
In the crowd that she found herself in eventually, I think it's pretty obvious that she had to do things that she's probably not the most proud of. I came into this film really apprehensive. I'm not a fan of remakes. It's one thing if you're trying to remake Suspiria, which is a film that nobody saw, an Italian horror movie that not a lot of people watch. But when you come into it, what is this, 20 plus years later, to try and remake what is an absolute classic of a film, it feels like you are setting yourself up for failure.
You say that, Bahe, but I believe there are a lot of people in this generation who've never seen the original Forrest Gump. I also don't think it's a movie that would work for them. I think we have a generation of filmgoers that have grown up slightly cynical and jaded by that sort of thing. And despite the darkness in Forrest Gump, I mean, with Jenny, with his mum, with Dan, despite all of that darkness, there is still a gee, gosh, darn it, life is good and hopeful sensation to the whole
life
film.
Life is a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get.
I don't think it would land with today's audiences. I think if they watch it now, it looks like a relic and it sounds like a relic, which is why I think the small change they did, instead of chocolates to pani puri and the actual message of that. It's not you're never going to know what you're going to get, but it's about the heart and what the heart desires. I yes. think that was a genius change.
Lal Singh Chaddha did a lot of changes that distanced itself enough from the original. There's a lot of things that happen, you know, Run Forest Run, that happens here. But it's used as a cultural touchstone more than just a, hey, the original movie did this, so we're going to do it too. It feels like. You're right, the box of chocolates thing was swapped out, which I thought was beautiful. He doesn't go play table tennis around the world, which I thought was change that was unnecessary, but it works. It's enough. I don't need it.
I like the fact that it was set on a train. I think that's an incredibly Indian thing.
That's an incredibly Indian thing, yeah.
And the fact that people do that. If someone starts telling a story, soon you'll have an entire carriage just listening in and wondering what is going on. Like, all of that was just beautiful.
I thought the change with Lieutenant Dan's character, well, it's not Lieutenant Dan here, but the Lieutenant Dan storyline thing, I thought that change was beautiful.
For me, that worked brilliantly, especially in light of the cultural context in which it was told. Because here, he doesn't go off to fight, obviously not in Vietnam, but it's part of the Indo-Pakistan War. And the change with Dan is related to that. And I think, we won't spoil it, but I think you should watch it, because for me, that gives an added weight to the character within the Indian context. Yes, it is incredibly cheesy and it does look at the world with rose-tinted glasses, but I don't think that's a bad thing, because we get so much realism that sometimes it's nice to have something like this as well.
Yeah, but it's not even that. It's also this idea that the only reason that guy is your enemy is because you haven't sat down and spoken to him yet. You know, it. I love that idea.
Which is the truth of the matter more often than not.
More often than not, yeah. And I love the fact that that Lieutenant Dan character is changed the way it did. For it to then play out essentially like the same way, right? He joins him and in this new business, in this new venture that they're setting up, and it goes sort of gangbuster from there.
I also love the depictions of India. I thought it was absolutely perfect. It's just stunning. The movie was shot in over 100 different locations. And you can tell from the very beginning of the film, they have all the special thanks and they're thanking the state governments of all of these states in India.
I wanted to lean over and go like, was there a state that they didn't go to? And if there was, I'm sure the governor is like, why didn't they show up here?
And it looked beautiful. I think the cinematography was great. It has to be said, though, I was watching this and I thought to myself, actually, the Forrest Gump template works really well if you translate it to different countries and different languages, because it is used as an easy in into telling the histories and the legacies of that particular place. That said, the running around thing only works if your country is big enough. Like, it works in America because America is fucking big. It works in India because India is huge. I mean, it's a subcontinent. It won't, however, work in Malaysia because it won't take you that long to run from coast to coast.
I mean, coast to coast, probably not la, but south to north, take your while.
No, la, a couple of days, la. You know, it's not going to take you...
I don't know
about
a couple of days, though.
It's not going to take you like a month or so, la, like what happens in this movie, you know?
Let me Google Maps, Dad.
It's about 1,000 kilometers from tip to tip, la, friend.
Yeah, you're right. Look, I agree with you. I think there was a lot here past the, oh, this is a Forrest Gump remake. And I think to walk up to people and say, hey, do you want to go watch that new Hindi language film called Lal Singh Chaddha and say it's a remake of Forrest Gump, is doing it a disservice. Because I think on its own, this film stands very, very comfortably. I want to say, though, there is the one thing that I had trouble with. Trouble is a strong word. But the one thing that kept kicking me out in my own head was Aamir Khan's portrayal of the, air quotes, dim-witted Lal. I thought Tom Hanks's, I know I just said I don't want to compare it, but Tom Hanks's version feels like there's more depth than what Aamir Khan did. I think for me, it's just the look on his face. The thing that he does with his face to telegraph that he's dim-witted feels a little too simplistic a choice. I wish he had done a little bit more. It feels like a bad satire of what a person with a learning disability will have. You know what I mean? And I just didn't like. But other than that, I thought Aamir Khan did great. I think the entire film just sort of flows and sings. I think the music's beautiful in a lot of spots.
Yeah, the music is absolutely fantastic. There is no singing and dancing in this one. All of the music is in the background of the movie. It is used, obviously, as montage sequences, but it works very, very well. You're right in that the movie has a lot more to offer than just being a Forrest Gump remake. And I think if you are aware or even just know a little bit about Indian history, there are these cool Easter eggs that take place. You don't need to know anything because a lot of it is explained to you. But with some awareness, there are a lot of cool Easter eggs in this movie for you to mine, which is pretty, pretty cool.
I will say, I was not expecting... Expecting is the wrong word again. I did not know that there were that many malaria outbreaks in India at the time. If you watch the movie, you will know my reference. But to see it play out like that was an interesting thing. To see the way Lal Singh's character and the way Amir Khan sort of weaved that into the story of Lal Singh was very interesting as well.
I think I will recommend this movie even if you have seen Forrest Gump. Like, not just for people who haven't seen Forrest Gump. I think there is enough here for you to have a fantastic time, even if you love the original. Yes, some of the story beats are exactly the same in that you know how it's going to play out and how these characters are going to end up. But I don't think it actually detracts from how good this movie is. And so as far as remakes go, and yes, like you, I am not a fan of these sorts of remakes. This one is tremendous. And it is definitely worth watching in the cinema as well. Go check out Lal Singh Chadha. It is actually showing in Malaysian cinemas right now. Let us know what you think once you've seen it. You can reach out on all of our social media feeds, GogglerMY. You can also email us on podcast@goggler.my or send us a WhatsApp on the Goggler hotline, 012-524-5208. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Goggler Podcast.